This guy called the Garner Andrews show to tell the story about how this past weekend he watched his girlfriend cut off her own finger while chopping firewood when they were camping. We decided that we weren't going to air the rest of the details on the radio because, quite frankly, it's disgusting. But because you have an appetite for this kind of thing, here come the rest of the details. Were they able to reattach it?
Yeah, we had her hand and her finger in a bag of ice and gauze within about 30 seconds, and we were leaving the campground. But the campground was like right deep into the Rockies, so it was about 45 minutes to Nordegg. So we drove at about 160 kilometers an hour all the way to Nordegg, and some firemen were able to like clean it up a bit and do some first aid for us, and then we left from there to Rocky for another hour. Mm-hmm. When we got to Rocky, it took 5.5 hours to get her into the emergency room.
Oh my God! So you guys just had to sit there and wait for that long?
Yeah. Well, there was a chainsaw accident lying in front of us. So
sort of like rock, paper, scissors. Chainsaw beats axe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Every time.
Okay. How's your girlfriend feeling?
She's good so far. Like, she can already, like, it's still warm, and she can already feel pressure on the tip of it. She cut severed 85%, only 15% remain.
Okay.
But somehow she missed the major artery, and she must have missed the major nerves, too, because she only lost about a couple of ounces of blood. Not much.
Index finger?
Index finger on the left hand, yeah.
Because she was doing that thing where you stand the log up and then you swing the axe and you pull your hand away at the last minute.
Exactly. She was making kindling, yeah.
Yep. Oh, my God. Yeah. I was doing that too this past weekend. I mean, I didn't cut my finger off, but. Okay. Wow. I appreciate the phone call.
Okay.
Sonic 1029. Sonic!